Easter greetings to all of you meditators in the MAM Network. In this particular Easter season, we would like to share with you some thoughts, some invitations to meditation, some information which may be of help to you in your own meditations now and later. If you hear this one time, you may want to make note of several things for meditating now and later. If you hear the tape more than once, you may find various things which will be of interest and value to you in such meditations. Of course, the entire world is affected by the Easter season, whether they believe in the stories or in the birth of Jesus of Nazareth and his life or not. For it is, as most of you know in the MAM Network, the season of the second greatest influx of spiritual energy to the planet, the time when many are able to progress further in their spiritual evolution, unfoldment, manifestation, powers, or those who are not interested in the spiritual, who step back from it, a time when they actually go backward or remain where they are in their spiritual development. But for those who are the Christian faith, or those who are aware of it, it is a time of special significance to them, for they are dwelling upon one of the most critical periods of life of Sananda in his last incarnation as Jesus of Nazareth. Unfortunately, for most people, it seems, in the Christian faith, Easter is a period of much unhappiness, much sadness, and this should not be so. We're speaking now, of course, in the Orthodox understanding of Easter as the time of the crucifixion of Jesus, followed by the resurrection. However, too many people dwell too much on the crucifixion, particularly for a period of some weeks prior to the anniversary date we know as Palm Sunday, and only a very short time, it seems, Easter Sunday itself, on the resurrection, and this should not be. Actually, we feel, as Jesus channeled through Yolanda a year or two ago, that the Christ should be taken off the cross in people's consciousness, for this is a time of looking forward to eternal life, looking forward to the return of Sananda as Jesus of Nazareth, a time of looking for the resurrection of each one of us, light workers, and each person on earth. And we cannot do this if we are dwelling on something which happened 2,000 years ago in a time of sadness. Just think what it does to Sananda himself, for example, with hundreds of millions of people on earth, each Easter season projecting such thoughts of misery and grief, such commemoration of an unhappy event, the crucifixion. This is not what Sananda wants. This is not what we should be dwelling on in our own lives, for it has the very subtle effect also of impinging very deeply, imprinting on the consciousness, the fact that before we can experience our own individual resurrection, our own ascension into the light body, that we must go through these horrendous periods of suffering, of misery, of grief. And that which we dwell upon is that which tends to manifest in our outer lives. So we ask with Sananda that we of the MAM Network project the thought out to all light workers and through the light workers to all men of earth, that we dwell on the resurrection, the fact that Jesus is living, that he does not have to be put up on the cross every Easter, year after year after year, but that he made the resurrection once, and this is what we should be dwelling on from this point forward. Then, of course, to those who are of metaphysical understanding, this particular episode in the life of Jesus of Nazareth has a deeper significance, for we are able to interpret it in terms of the crucifixion and resurrection of ourselves. We see, for example, the Last Supper as being that of the mortal consciousness in communion with or thinking about the spiritual thoughts, the spiritual powers of the mortal consciousness. or at least what we consider to be religious thoughts, what could be such if they are transmuted into the higher aspect. This then gets into the resurrection. So we think in terms of the Last Supper as being that when we're taking a reevaluation of our disciples, which are our own thoughts, religious or spiritual thoughts, depending on which level you are thinking of them, spiritual being the higher, of course, and we are looking forward to the time when we know there must be the crucifixion, because some of the powers which we have used in a mortal sense betray us. Some of our religious thoughts and ideas do really betray us, for they are not bound or founded on spiritual truth. Then we look forward to the betrayal, for indeed this does occur within each one of us in the mortal consciousness, the betrayal of the Christ self, the betrayal in not adhering to the Christ self, to the Christ guidance, to the Christ role and mission for which we came to earth lifetime after lifetime. Then there is the crucifixion itself, when the mortal consciousness goes through the horrendous or seemingly horrendous time of giving up the ghost, so to speak, of mortal life. This need not mean giving up the physical life, but it does mean giving up much of what we thought spiritual life, or rather what we thought physical life, should be. Instead, we must come to realize that we are not here primarily to live in a physical world, but to complete our education in a physical dimension so that we may go on into our spiritual resurrection, stepping forth into the light body and the light manifestation. Therefore, we must cross out or crucify much of that upon which the mortal consciousness is based, much of which it has developed from in this lifetime and probably in many past lifetimes, if they were on or about the earth planet itself. We must be willing to give those up. We do not give them up easily, no. But if we look ahead to the resurrection, knowing that that comes afterwards, once we crucify or cross out the mortal consciousness, then we can express the high self consciousness, the Christ self. Then we will be more willing to give up the mortal expression and to step forth into that higher self consciousness, awareness, and powers. We look back at the accounting of the crucifixion itself and see that, according to the biblical accounts, there was a great earthquake that rent the countryside at that time, opening many tombs which dead were seen to come out into the streets. What is the metaphysical meaning of such a thing as this? At that moment, when we truly have crossed out the mortal consciousness, there is an earthquake in the consciousness itself. Tombs are open, the tombs which will let out all of these thoughts which should have been dead and buried and should remain that way. And they are out there for us to see and to be fearful of. So let's push all that aside. Know that at the crucifixion there are a series of earthquakes, perhaps, within the consciousness, within the emotional and mental bodies. But let's pass through that. Let's not stop to examine the thoughts that come up from the past as those that were dead, but let's push on to the resurrection itself. We'd like to share with you a few things that are of importance to us in Mark Age, and therefore of varying degrees of importance to you. First of all, Mark Age itself was born on the physical plane at the Easter season, for it was 1949, while I was home for vacation from school, that the name itself was given to me. It was not until some years later, around 1955 to 1956, when I became involved in metaphysical understanding and interpretation of the Bible, that I began to see and to look forward for the resurrection at the Easter season. Each Easter from that time on, I began to concentrate, to visualize, to prepare myself for stepping into the light body, the etheric body, preparing myself, visualizing myself for demonstrating those Christ powers here on the earth, not somewhere else. In 1960, Yolande and I began to do this together. Each Easter was a very special time for us. From about 1960, and for the early 1960 Easter seasons, Sananda asked Yolande and I to spend the time from about the first of Lent until Easter and shortly thereafter in meditating on the inner revelations, the deeper meanings of his life at that same particular time. So we have done this, and we would ask that you do it yourselves. If you know the metaphysical understandings, fine, that's a help, but it isn't really necessary, for as you study and read from the biblical accounting of the Easter scriptures pertaining to that period of Jesus' life, then you will be given greater understanding of it as it pertains to you in your life right now. This is particularly true if you can recall or find many of the channelings through Yolande that were given pertaining to the Easter season. This particular Easter season, we are looking forward to new and greater developments. There has been a great increase in the receptivity of the mass consciousness, as we and many others have recognized since the beginning of this year. So this Easter season of 1973, beginning with the first day of Lent and going up until the last day of Pentecost, thus covering quite a period of time, can be extremely beneficial not only to our own individual growths, unfoldments, spiritual powers and talents, but also in the awakening of the mass consciousness, in bringing the program to the masses' attention and to their acceptance. We are extremely optimistic about this at Mark Age, more so than we have been for many Easters past. We hope that somewhat through this particular Easter tape, it reaches out and touches you, brings about a catalytic action within your own consciousness. So you too will see the Easter time as a time for helping to cross out some of the mortal thoughts and older ideas that you no longer need, but above that, dwelling on the resurrection, stepping into the Christ aware state further this time, anchoring further the manifestation of your own individual light body through your physical vehicle onto the earth for you to begin functioning in. And remember, we function in these consciously first, to accept it, to understand it, to be ready for it, to desire it, so that it can take effect more and more with our own permission. But then, when Easter Sunday itself has passed, let us not forget the Easter season, the promises of the resurrection, the greater unfoldment of spiritual powers and awareness and consciousness, but let us carry it with us throughout the Pentecostal period. And as we do this, we will find it's easier to carry it with us throughout the entire year and each succeeding year, always into a higher and higher consciousness. Therefore, let this be a special Easter for us, one that we can look back upon and say this indeed was, if not a turning point, at least a major step forward in my own individual resurrection. I forget about the crucifixions, whether it be of Jesus, whether it be of the mass consciousness, or whether it be of my own doing, my own mortal self. And I now dwell in the resurrected consciousness and look forward to manifesting the resurrected or the light or etheric body, which Sananda did after the resurrection,